Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, 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 good morning, everyone. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And we are so excited because we have another phenomenal day to give you the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful. A great big thank you to our promotion partners at 106liveradio.com. If you haven't had the opportunity, make sure you log on to 106liveradio.com and figure out what's going on in the world. It's a lot of great information there. And also, make sure you download the Visionary People app from the Google Play Store. Again, it's Visionary People right out of the Google Play Store. Stay connected with us so that you don't miss out on some great things that's happening. Well, today we have a phenomenal guest that is going to open our eyes to some foundational principles on how to change the lives of our young generation, how to make a significant impact. And I am really excited to have the opportunity to speak with this powerful woman. And so I will share with you that we are going to be speaking to Ms. Marlene Mitchell-Gordon. Currently, she's the Vice President and General Counsel of the North America for Bacardi Corporation. And she is really focused around the strategic business partnerships and she's the key contact there. But, you know, Mrs. Gordon has an extensive tenure in business and strategy and understanding the legal positioning of business and empowering women. And so when she went through a pivotal moment in her life, she will share with you how the evolution of her foundation, the Lynn Mitchell Foundation, came to be. So guys, without further ado, let's welcome our guest for today, Ms. Gordon. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. I know you're a super busy woman, and I thank you for carving out time to just come and hang out with us this morning and tell us a little bit about what's going on. So how has your week been treating you so far?
Oh, it's been a busy week, as usual. I've had a lot of travel. I've been to New York this week, and then yesterday I had a really great day. We have a Women in Leadership initiative here at Bacardi, and we had a meeting yesterday, and it was all about empowerment and self-reflection and how do we really think about who we are and what do we want to do, what's our purpose, and what are the steps that we're going to take to get there. So it was a great day, I'm still kind of riding on that today, so it's good.
Yeah. You know, I think that one of the things that is so awesome is when we have these gatherings, and it's a great moment to not only, like you said, reflect, but also to also envision for the next step in the life or in the generation or in the era. It's almost, it gives you that moment of, you know, I'm really excited about what I've been able to do on this earth, but I'm more excited about what I can do, what else I can do, what more can I do. Do you feel like moments like this stretches you a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yesterday, you know, it was a great workshop where we spent time really thinking about who am I, what are my passions, what do I like, what's my interest, and ultimately what's my purpose and how am I going to really work every day to bring that to fruition. And one interesting thing that came out is that a lot of people will say, I found my purpose. And, you know, your purpose is not something you stumble on, you know, you don't just stumble across it. It's something you're very proactive and actively choose, like, what do I want my life to represent? What do I want my legacy to be? So it was a very great way to really start looking about what do we want to be and what do we want to do with our lives.
Nice. I love that. What do I want my life to represent? That is a powerful statement right there. So one of the things I want to ask you is you've been, you know, I like to say this is not the first time you've been at this rodeo, right? You've been a woman in the corporate setting for many years. And I can imagine over the time, each year and, you know, each chunks of years that kept coming across, you had to face different challenges and evolutions and even also victories and things of that nature. What are some of the things you can say have significantly changed for women in the corporate setting over the past few years that you've been in business or in the corporate setting?
Yeah, well, I can say, you know, I've been in, you know, corporate America over 20 years now, and prior companies, you know, the initiative around women and recognizing the contributions and the value that women bring to the table, not just because it's a nice thing to do, but also because it's relevant from a business standpoint. Women control over 80% of consumer spending decisions. So it's really important for companies to recognize that. And one of the big changes that I've seen is that companies are recognizing that. And so it's no longer this thing of, you know, gender equality, gender diversity, you know, we should do this because it's nice. It's really a must. Mm-hmm. It's a must-do, and companies are recognizing that, and right. That's been huge because it gives us a bigger voice, and we don't have to fight as hard in terms of making ourselves relevant.
Wow, I love that, and you're absolutely right. That's powerful. Guys, we're talking to Ms. Marlene Mitchell-Gordon, who is not only the Vice President and General Counsel for North America for Bacardi Corporation, but she's also the founder and CEO of the Lynn Mitchell Foundation. And she has done a lot in her life. She's helped a lot. She's even paved the ways for a lot of women. And I'm going to also step and say men as well, because she's been a leader in her community and in her world and in her corporations. And now she stepped into this new role, or I'm going to say additional role, as being the CEO and founder of the Lynn Mitchell Foundation. So tell us about the foundation. How did the foundation come to be?
The foundation came to be, it came out of tragedy. I lost my mother. My mother was, you know, Lynn Mitchell. So, and she was a woman of small stature, but powerful. She had a lot of strength and a lot of compassion for people. And she was diagnosed with a very rare genetic condition when she turned 60, and ended up needing a liver and a heart transplant, which she ultimately got. But unfortunately, by the time she received those, her body had deteriorated so much that she really never recovered. And so she passed away on September 27, 2012. And when I lost my mom, you know, I think when we go through periods of loss, there are two choices that we could make. We can decide that we're going to wallow and we're going to say, oh, woe is me, my life is, this is just a horrible thing, or we're going to decide to move on. And I heard my mom's voice clearly, and she's like, you're strong and you're going to move on and it's going to be good. And her legacy was one of giving back. She had a huge heart. She came from a very poor community, rural community in the island of Jamaica, and she never forgot where she came from. And so I grew up watching her give back to people in need. It didn't matter who they were, and it was a very important part of who she was, and I wanted to continue that. And so the foundation was born out of that. One of her biggest saying was, don't just say you love, show your love. And so it was all about action, and I wanted to continue that. And I thought the best way to do that was to go back to the community that really is where it started for her, where there's a great amount of poverty and need still. And I wanted to make an impact. I wanted to change lives. I wanted to empower the community to realize what's possible. Because when you live a life of poverty, you're focused on your day-to-day needs. You don't even have the ability to dream and think about what's possible. So that's what the foundation is about. Our mission is loving children, changing lives.
Wow. That is such a precious way to not only honor your mother, but also to continue to keep her legacy intact and to touch the lives across the board. Guys, we're hanging out with this powerful woman, I have to say, Ms. Marlene Mitchell-Gordon, and she has stepped into an additional role in her life to impact the world on a much deeper level. And I say the world because her foundation is touching our young generation and our children. And those children are going to grow up to do a lot and to do many different things in many different parts of the world. And so I definitely want to say that her organization is touching the world. So we started the foundation, and the whole goal around it is to go into this young community, this young generation, to touch them and to give them the opportunity to evolve into their authentic self and to be who they want to be. Now, you're in the country of Jamaica, West Indies, and which is very ironic because I'm Jamaican, West Indies, so that is just absolutely, absolutely is exciting to me. I know it's a little biased, guys, but it's okay.
No, it's good. I mean, you know, there's need everywhere, and for me, I wanted to, you know, give back in a community where I felt that I could have a huge impact, and this was a place that I felt that I could, and so that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, and I'm excited and I'm honored that our community is being touched even in deeper levels. I know that your main focus, one of your main focuses is the communities around St. Elizabeth, you know, Southfield St. Elizabeth in Jamaica, right? And that main area you picked, there's all the foundation is currently providing the charitable support to Seaview Primary School. So tell us about Seaview Primary School and how did that become your main focus? How was it that that particular school was blessed to get the Lynn Mitchell Foundation support?
Okay, so Seaview, it's 55 years old. It's the school that my mother went to and her siblings went to, 12 brothers and sisters. It's a one-room schoolhouse, essentially. And when my mom was 15 years old and finished school, she became a teacher at the school. And what was really surprising to me, I think we take for granted, you know, some of the amenities that we have in school, to go to this facility that's 59 years old, it's one room, and you walk in and the classrooms, quote-unquote classrooms, are really, it's a big open room, and they make classrooms by using chalkboards to separate the grades. And in 2012, it was just mind-boggling to me that you have a room filled with, you know, 70, 80, 90 students with teachers trying to teach, and it's noisy. So I thought, you know, this is the place to start, and for me, this is where we're starting, and it's about improvements for that school, improvements that will come in the future for the community, empowering them and moving and spreading out and really just starting a movement. So that's why we picked it, because it was tied to my mom, and I thought it would be a perfect place to start.
Wonderful. Well, absolutely wonderful. So this is what we're talking about, passion, and it leads right back to what you said earlier with the women's empowerment group that you guys were leading off with, is what is my passion and what do I want my life to represent? You know, what's your purpose here? And it's that thing that is that burning desire in you that you can't say, well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and it felt good. You know, it was one of those feel-good moments. It felt good to feel that way, but you move on. It's that thing that you just can't leave. It's that thing that you say, well, I know I felt that, but I can't leave that there. I have to do something. I have to do something with that.
It's something to me, it's something that you, it's not even work because it's just, you got to do it. And so I have like three jobs because the foundation is, you know, I work full time, I work long hours and foundation work. I do at night. I find the time. I do it on weekends because it's like you said, you can't not do it. It's a passion and you want to do it.
Wow. So that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. I love that. So tell me a little bit about the trip that's coming up. There's a trip that happens where board members and supporters are going to travel to Jamaica, and they're going to, you know, show up there, obviously go to Seaview Primary School and other community activities. So tell us a little bit about the trip. What's the purpose of the trip?
So our programs for the school include scholarships. So we give scholarships to children that are graduating grade 6 and they're going on to high school in Jamaica. which, you know, it's expensive. There are school fees, uniforms, books. So part of the trip is when we award our new scholarships. So right now we have five scholars that we support that are going to high schools in the area. We have four girls and one boy, and we're now going to pick the new class of scholars. So part of the trip is awarding the scholarships. We also do a backpack drive every year, and so we have supporters from all over the world that basically will purchase a backpack filled with school supplies for every student in the school. And part of the trip is bringing down those supplies and the backpacks and handing them out to the students. But this year, we are also, last year, for example, we went down, we painted the school, we replaced the roof and windows the first time, and doors. That was the first time it had ever been done in the school's 55-year history. I mean, before that, the roof was leaking and the windows didn't close. So we try to make it a working trip where, you know, we're recognizing students, we're giving them supplies that they need, and we're improving the school infrastructure. So this year we're bringing furniture for three classrooms, grades one through three. We're bringing a PA system. We're bringing computers, desks, chairs, a whole laundry list of things. And we had the principal give us a wish list, and we purchased every item on the wish list, and those are going to be shipped down to Jamaica, and we will help the school basically organize all the items that they're receiving.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. I am so excited because this gives children the hope and the hope that they deserve. Because, you know, when we're kids, we don't know anything else. We don't see limitations, right? When we become adults, sometimes if we were never given the opportunity to really feed our passion, we become what I like to say try babies. We try to do this and we try to do that and we keep trying and trying and trying, but we try in our head. We never try with our hands. And I love this, that these children will not turn out as try babies. These are going to be fierce. I mean, these guys are going to be huge. They're going to be fierce in the community. They're going to make such huge impact just because of this one simple thought that popped in your mind that says, I'm going to keep my mother's legacy alive, and I'm going to go back to where she came from, and I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to touch the lives. I don't care how hard it's going to be, how difficult it's going to be. We're going to make a difference. We're going to do something. And I love that. Absolutely.
You know, there's this song, it's by Matthew West, and it's called Do Something. And it, you know, it goes along the lines of, I wake up and I see all the poverty and I see all of, you know, the horrible things that are happening, and I shake my fist at the heavens and say, God, why don't you do something? And the answer is, I did. I made you, you know. So the question is, you know, if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? So I'm all about, let's just do something. It's like my mom said, don't say you love, show you love. So that's what we're doing. We're showing these kids that, you know, we care about their future. We care about them, you know, and that they can make it. We had one student that's a scholar that his mom is a janitor. She makes her salary in U.S. dollars is about $34 a week. She has three other children. He would not have gone to high school because she just could not afford it. And he's bright. And now he's going to Monroe College. He finished his first year because of the Lynn Mitchell Foundation. You know, so kids who go to school, they can't, their parents don't have money for school lunch. We provide school lunches. We provide transportation for the kids to get to school because they can't get there. There's no public transportation. They walk, or you take, like, you know, a van or some kind of a car service. And if your parents can't afford that, you just don't go. And so our goal is to build a brand new school with proper classrooms, grades 1 through 6, an infant school, You know, we want to give them the basic infrastructure that will help ensure that they get a quality education and they can actually make a change in their lives and in turn change their community.
Wow. I'm going to tell you, tears. My eyes are filled with tears of joy. And it's, you know, to know that you were placed on this earth to make this impact. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful because this was something that you were designed or ordained to do, and I'm just really so thankful. And I'm appreciative. I mean, I know that the kids and the parents and everything are appreciative. I am so appreciative to know that back in my community in Jamaica, the Lynn Mitchell Foundation is making a difference. And it just brings tears to my eyes and goosebumps all over. So I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
It's the best thing. It's like, you know, and people ask me, you know, they're like, I don't know how you do this, when you have time to do it. And, you know, like I said, you do it because it gives me a tremendous amount of satisfaction knowing that my efforts are going towards changing somebody's life in a very significant way. And so to me, that's the best thing ever. That's all I need. And going through this process, meeting and talking to people like you, we have a huge supporter base that show up and support us all the time. And the connections that you meet, you realize there are really good people out there. And people don't have to think that, you know, oh, it's just me and I don't have a lot and what difference am I going to make? Everyone can make a difference. Everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. This is Marlee Mitchell Gordon. She's the CEO and founder of Lynn Mitchell Foundation. And she's also, you know, she wears multiple hats. She's also the Vice President and General Counsel for North America, Bacardi Corporation. She's also very involved. This woman does not keep still. A lot of times when you see someone in this particular drive, you know, sleep is desired, but it's not usually the first thing on the list because you have too much to accomplish. It's like, you know, people are like, when do you sleep? We'll talk about that when I have nothing else to do, and since that's not happening anytime soon, you know, that's what I like to know. You know, people like to sleep when you're dead, but when we were placed on this earth, to do phenomenal things, and I can't do phenomenal things when I'm fast asleep for 8, 10, 12 hours, you know, so you sleep when you're dead. You have more than enough time to do that.
I love that. No, it's absolutely true. I don't sleep a lot, and that's perfectly fine. The good thing is I don't need a lot of sleep. So, and you know, I should say to you that, you know, I'm a mother as well. So I have two boys, and you know, I've been married for 26 years. My husband is Jamaican, also a wonderful man who is just one of my biggest supporters, greatest fan. And the thing for me in terms of the legacy my mom left for me is a legacy that I want to leave for my children. So we think that kids aren't necessarily watching and they don't understand, but I can tell you from firsthand experience, they are. And I watched my mom, and, you know, now that she's gone, I understand how much I am like her. And if I do nothing else but, you know, impart upon my kids the need to care about others in this world, then that'll be good enough for me.
I can tell you that those children, the Gordon children, will not be crybabies because they have a mother and a father that they have been able to see, you know, go through it and fight the good fight. So one of the things I do want to share with you, what we do on this show, one thing, you know, a lot of people will see you and they think it's easy. And on Coaching for Success, we like to be very real and very transparent where we're like, you know, listen, you know, some people, they'll say, well, you know, and you would understand, see me and know me is two different things. And in the Jamaican culture, that's one of the things to say, see me and know me is two different things, or see me and live with me is two different things. People may see you and they see that you have your, what we say, you have it together, you know, you're focused, you're straight. But some people will not really understand that there are certain things you have to deal with and challenges and hurdles that you have to overcome. Can you share maybe one or two of the challenges or the hurdles that you have to overcome on the, to definitely to get Lynn Mitchell Foundation to do what it's designed to do? Has it always been easy that you started the foundation and it was wide open, or did you have any challenges that you had to deal with?
There's always challenges in everything that we do. And I think that, you know, your goal has to be bigger than your circumstances, right? And for me, my goal, my passion was much bigger. So, you know, we started with nothing. We're a small foundation. I basically took $25,000 and put it into the foundation, and that's all we had. And I didn't necessarily have the time to go out there and build a connection because I was working full time. And I also had people who are not supportive, not people who are, I think, are my crew. So your crew are your people that you know, they're your engine, they're your drivers, they're the ones that are always going to be behind you and push you and say yes. And then you have people who are like your anchors who kind of like to keep you in place, right? And so there were people who said, no, you're not going to be able to do that. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. You're not going to get your 501c3. But you know what? I'm a child of God. I have a very strong faith. And I give it to God and I say, this is what is in my heart and this is what I want to do, and open doors for me. And he did. I mean, you start talking to people, you start telling them your dream, and people start raising their hands and saying, I get it. I understand. I want to be there and I want to help you. And I've had people come on board and just, you know, and it's amazing to me. You say you get tears. I got, you know, I was overwhelmed when people just stepped up and said, I knew your mom, I know you, I see your passion, and I want to help you. So I've had a tremendous amount of support, and I thank God every day for the relationships that he's given me and the doors that he's opened to help our foundation be successful.
Powerful, absolutely powerful. And I can tell you today, and I'm saying it live on air, it's going to be broadcasted all over, on this day, this very day, July 10th, 2015, you now also have the support of myself as well as my company, Visionary People, and all those that I can pull to be supportive of the Rin Mitchell Foundation.
Thank you. Yes, you have our support.
This is something so powerful. You're so welcome. This is so powerful. It resonates with our heart and with our souls. And one of the things I like to always say, too, is we don't need to reinvent the wheel. You know, we don't, and when someone has already been, you know, ordained to do something, sometimes you'll find people that want to duplicate and reinvent. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to join forces with you, because if we join together, we can make even a bigger impact, and it can move further. You know?
Absolutely.
So, we're excited. When I got this, I was so excited. We're like, we are all over it, man. I started calling up and telling people, I said, did you know about this foundation? They were like, no. I'm like, check this website out. And they're like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And, of course, the support of our entire West Indian family that we know across from Trinidad to Guyana and Grenada, I've been hearing on everybody. I'm like, you guys, did you know about the foundation? And I get really excited. When they see I get excited about something, it's like, oh, my God, Natasha's excited. Let's go.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, crawl, walk, run. I decided let's start it. We can build it. You get people. Yeah. You join forces. Like you said, we don't have to reinvent. We can just look at it and decide and be very strategic about how do we want to grow, make a difference for people.
Exactly.
That's what life's
exactly.
all about.
I am excited. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. You know, 30 minutes sometimes is just not enough.
No, but, you know, Natasha, we have our annual fundraising gala in Miami, September 26th. It's our third annual. It's been sponsored by Bacardi every year. Bacardi has been a huge supporter of my efforts with this. So, you know, I would love to have you come and see what that's all about. So definitely let's talk about that so you can kind of get, and you know, we have the principal from the schools there, and we just give a lot more information about what we're going to be doing strategically. So if you can come, that would be great. I'm inviting you to come.
Well, I accept the invitation, and I will put it on my calendar, and I'll make it my business to be there. I'm not going to try to be there. I am going to be there because I'm not a try baby.
All right.
We are definitely going to be there. And I look forward to continuing to be supportive, and I know we'll be talking soon again. Guys, this is This phenomenal woman, this is Marlene Mitchell-Gordon, founder and CEO of the Lynn Mitchell Foundation. Please log on to Lynn, that's L-Y-N-N-E, MitchellFoundation.org. That is LynnMitchellFoundation.org. Log on, see what they're doing, and open up your mind to see how you can be a participant. Join forces with the organization. Yes, you are so welcome. It has been my pleasure to have you on Coaching for Success. I look forward to our newfound relationship and our collaboration.
Thanks a lot, Natasha. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting you.
You're welcome. Me too. All right, guys, I am excited. You guys should be just as excited, and definitely log on to the LynnMitchellFoundation.org website to learn more about what's going on, okay? It's your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And as I say, be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?